Hey there. This episode of Ask Me Another originally aired at the beginning of June. Ba-ring, ba-ring. Ba-ring, ba-ring.
Hey, Ophira. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, I think we should change that question. It's so hard.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. It's not a fair question to ask.
Yeah, we know how we're doing. Okay, so why don't you ask me, aren't you happy to hear from me?
Oh, that's a good idea. Sure. Let's try that now.
All right.
Hey, Ophira. Isn't it great to hear from me?
It is, Jonathan. It is always great to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you, too.
You know, I was thinking about this new episode that we have this week. And on one hand, it feels weird to do comedy right now. But on the other hand, making this show brings me a lot of joy.
I mean, it's good to see your friends and tell some dumb jokes and laugh together and have a good time.
Yeah, and, you know, small distractions are important, too.
They are crucial. Well, with that in mind, should I do the song?
Yes.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another, now available with curbside pickup. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. And you know, this show does feel like a big virtual hug where everyone has sweater paws. From the podcast The Unofficial Expert, we have comedians Marie Faustin and Sydney Washington, and they team up in a game about tall things. And then, get this, today's episode marks the end of NPR's longtime quest to interview each member of the Queer Eye Fab Five. We're going to chat with interior design expert Bobby Burke. But first, Jonathan and I are putting on our matching best friend bracelets to check in with real-life besties, the co-host of Quibi's game show, comedian Matt Rogers, and SNL writer Sudi Green.
And just as a heads up, we should tell you that we recorded this episode in pieces over the last few weeks. Radio magic makes it sound like it is happening live, but it is not.
That's right. So now that we've revealed our biggest secret, let's play some games. And here they are, two fantastic comedians, Sudi Green and Matt Rogers. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, indeed. Thank you for having us.
Jonathan and I just talked about not saying this, but how are you doing today?
You know, I think that we are, it's just really tough. It's really tough, and my heart and all my energy is with everyone that is protesting right now, because it's a watershed moment. I was talking to Sudi about this, and she called it a tipping point for really the world. And you know what? Black Lives Matter, and I'm just...
Yeah.
You know, there aren't words, but there are so many.
I think the one thing that I just find really hard is just watching the negative reactions to people doing potentially positive things.
Right.
Like, that just drives me crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that what I think a lot of or all white people should be doing is reaching out to people that are saying these things where they seem empathetic, but then they say things like, but shouldn't they be getting their point across in a different way? It's like, we know how to answer this. Like, just tell that white family member of yours, you know, it's not our job to police anyone's rage and grief about this. And also really understand where you're getting your information. The fact of the matter is the mainstream media is not reporting the news. They're not reporting the news, and or they're reporting the news in through a filter that's appropriate for them. So much to say about this, but
yeah.
I think that it's just so important to support the people who are screaming out in pain right now, because they're doing that for a reason, and we all should be in solidarity.
Yeah. You know, and I know that we're going to play with like a few fun games, and we're going to do something that has no bearing in like the exact moment. So yeah, I just also wanted to be like, hi.
Yeah, no, it's important to check in.
Great. Also like grateful for a distraction too, you know, and like this was on the cal and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, good. But it sounds like you guys have a competitive spirit as friends.
I think that that's not inaccurate.
I would say that we're both good at different things. And those things we like to rub in the other person's face.
Yeah.
Healthy. All right, this is going to be great. Okay, so your first gape is about celebrities who have distinctive stage voices.
Oh my God.
Or okay. Character voices. We're going to play you a clip of their normal speaking voice. Mm-hmm. You just have to guess the celebrity.
Okay, so is it like a thing of we can both sort of yell out the answer?
Oh no, we'll be going back and forth.
Okay, got it. Okay. That makes it, that really puts the pressure on it.
Yeah. Okay, Sudi, this is for you. Here's your first clip.
A lot of my favorite acting just comes where I'm like, I'm looking at a Meryl Streep or somebody or whatever, and it's like what she's doing when the other person is talking, because that's what's really, that's where the character becomes. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just the content of that made me laugh.
It's great,
yes,
right?
Acting, acting is reacting, yes.
I don't even have a wildly incorrect guess to throw out there.
Okay,
I do. Bradley Cooper. It's Bradley Cooper.
Sounds so serious. All right, how about here's a little clip of the character voice as a hint.
Ow, I popped that baby out so I could bring my transformation chamber inside. I'm going to haul her down to the basement and set up my laboratory.
It's Urkel.
Yeah.
Stefan Urkel.
What's his real name?
His name is, shoot.
Jaleel White.
Jaleel White, obviously.
Yes, but I understand because in that, right, Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel, famously, yeah.
Stefan Urkel.
I mean, the height of comedy was really when Urkel would come out as Stefan Urkel and absolutely make all the girls weak in the knees. I mean, I think we all laughed at that one.
We loved it.
That classic sitcom moment.
But now we understand it's because he was just responding.
Truly. Well, but really, no. Yes. Where was he to say that acting was reacting?
All right, Matt, here's one for you.
Love it.
Tons of energy and the fans were going crazy. We showed clips from the 20th anniversary special. They had all the costume characters walked in and the audience went way more crazy for the costume characters than they did for us.
Oh, wow. I have no idea.
This is a hard game because you don't, all of these voices are, you don't, this is sort of their non-character voice. So it's hard to tell exactly who they are.
Give them a hint.
Yeah, can I have a hint?
I will give you a hint. He plays a cartoon character.
Yeah. That was
who is yellow.
Hmm.
Oh.
Is it the woman who plays Lisa Simpson?
Oh, it's Hank Azaria.
No, and it is not a Simpson.
What?
Yeah. It's a it's a creature. Is it a creature? It's a creature.
It's a sea creature.
A sea SpongeBob?
That is SpongeBob. Yeah, that's Tom Kenny.
Oh my God, SpongeBob sounds like a daddy.
I know.
A cute voice.
Of course, it's the famous Tom Kenny, the household name Tom Kenny.
But wait a second, let's just do this for a second. Producer Travis, can you play just a couple seconds from that clip again?
Tons of energy and the fans were going crazy. We showed clips from the 20th anniversary.
No way.
Okay, now play,
you hear it, right?
Now play SpongeBob.
Our mission to come aboard, Captain.
I've been training my whole life for the day I could join the Krusty crew, and now I'm ready.
You can hear the rasp.
You can hear the rasp.
Exactly.
I mean, definitely it lives in the same vocal world, and that's how, I mean, he's clear that is his voice, but that is a talent. Yeah.
It sounds
congratulations,
like
Tom Kenny, on your talent as a voiceover actor.
Yeah. Okay, Sudi, this one's for you.
You're like, I'm not the rapper, typical rapper. I don't freestyle, no. I don't have a book of rhymes, no. You know, I just go make party music, like, for y'all to party to, right?
Yeah.
Wow, live crowds. They seem so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I think it's Ice-T.
You know what? I realize as a hint, this might help. Try this.
Yeah!
Well.
What? Okay.
Okay. It's Lil. And I could go two ways with this because you know I got it mixed up. John?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
See, I don't know. That feels kind of like playing SpongeBob before I guessed.
Hey, you have 14 more questions, Matt.
All right, cool. Then let's just go. Congratulations, Sudie, on knowing what. Okay. Knowing that was Lil Jon. Congratulations.
That was really good. I almost said Lil Wayne, and I'm ashamed. I had to like really think about it.
First of all, Queen, I know exactly what type you are, and you were one of those girls at junior prom slamming it to the ground to Get Low by Lil Jon, and I know exactly who you are.
You know, I absolutely was.
Yes.
In my Jessica McClintock cupcake dress. Shaking it, wearing the one thong that I own.
Cut to me having an anxiety attack in the bathroom because a girl is following me around the dance.
All right, Matt, this is your opportunity for redemption.
Fab.
Okay, so every time I do a piece of reverse painting on acrylic, I have to seal the back because acrylic is not very...
I'm sorry. I literally started laughing immediately because it sounds like Kyle Richards, but it's not.
it's not Kyle Richards.
There's
You're
no
correct.
Way it's Kyle Richards, but it does sound like Kyle Richards. And then I just couldn't get the image of like Kyle Richards like talking about it. Paint out of my head, and I was like, well, it's not. Weird. It's not, but I can't stop thinking about it. I don't know. Can I get like an oral hint like Sudie had?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay.
Damn TV, you've ruined my imagination, just like you've ruined my ability to...
Oh, that's Bart Simpson. That's Yeardley Smith.
No, that's the other one. It's not what? Yeardley Smith. Yeardley Smith is Lisa Simpson.
Oh, come on now. All right, so we know it's Bart, but I don't know the woman's name who plays Bart.
I guess I will tell you then. It
you
is Nancy
to.
Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright. Okay, yes. Now, she's a queen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
A legend, even.
Oh, totally.
And a painter.
And a painter.
And apparently a painter.
With I acrylics. Know.
Guess what? You guys did great. You both
we
did
okay.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
I'm excited to see how the rest of this unravels.
Oh, we are going on a journey. Don't you worry. After the break, we're going to play another game with comedian Sudie Green and Matt Rogers. And later, I'll change my Zoom background to a stock photo of a tastefully decorated home for my chat with Queer Eye's interior design expert, Bobby Burke. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.